Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Danis, your host at Voices of Women. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom, and we are getting ready for our 27th annual conference coming up this February 15th through the 17th. It's at North Seattle College. And our theme this year is Speak Our Spark. Well, we're going to speak it to you, but Spark Our Creative Fire, Dance in Power and Beauty. And it's an amazing experience. We have in-depth workshops in creative art, spirituality, body, mind, spirit, healing, movement, manifestation, and so much more. Your registration fee includes our community activities, meals together, including our special banquet on Saturday evening. And you can attend just for Saturday or Sunday for one day, or you can register for both days. So we invite you to join us and check it out on our website, womenofwisdom.org, and also take a look at our Friday evening special event. It's a new musical written by Pamela Gerke, Nightingale, a musical regarding the life and passion of Miss Florence Nightingale. And she's a very powerful woman from 200 years ago. So she was born 200 years ago. So we're looking forward to that. So today I am interviewing Starfeather Marcy. Starfeather is giving a workshop on Sunday, February 17th. It's Create Your Personal Rawhide Rattle. Starfeather is a spiritual teacher, circle facilitator, and facilitates monthly sacred craft days. She has trained in energy healing, hypnotherapy, and sound healing, which she brings together in her work. Living in Edmonds since 1992, it's a city just north of Seattle, she's been active in the women's spiritual community and helped to hold and enhance its development in the Pacific Northwest. She's semi-retired. As so am I, and I know how that is. You're always still really busy working still in sacred circles and ceremony. And her drums and rattles are sold at East West Bookshop. And like I said, she's going to be teaching people how to create their own rattle. So welcome, Starfeather.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just so looking forward to my morning with women making rattles. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, there's something special to make your own rattle. I made one years ago. I think it finally lost its rattle pieces inside. But it is fun to make your own. It becomes very personal. But let's first start off with about your story, how you got started in the work that you do, which is several things. But besides, I'll let you talk.
Well, I'm going way back. Let's see, I was born. I've been an artist really all my life, and really enjoying bringing together my spiritual practice with my art. So I struggled in the beginning of my career with that. Whether I and at that time I was training to design logos and things like that. Or if I wanted to sort of jump off the cliff into the unknown and experiment with ways to bring spirit or my soul and my heart through my art. And at that time, I was living on Cape Cod, and it seemed like everybody was doing, painting sand dunes and seagulls, and that's what you did as an artist to make money. So I started my own little gallery and started teaching meditation. And then journeying. And so from that place, and that was in the mid 80s, from that place, then doing art that came from those inner visions. And that was my pathway to experimenting with art as a form of spiritual practice. That's how I began.
let's talk a little more about that. Art as a spiritual practice. What does that mean to you?
Well, thank you. So to me, it means it brings my whole being into my body, my mind, my heart, and my spirit together in creation. So I am, I'm really one with spirit at that time. My work is a prayer. I see it as a prayer that's manifesting into form. And so whenever I make things, I'm always in ceremonial frame of mind. And a lot of my teachings come from the Native American way of being and just honoring that all our materials are precious and sacred, and we bring them together with this intention that we can use these things. Just like rattles is a really good example. So we're using elk hide. We're using sticks from, our trees. We're using deer skin. And we're using beads and feathers from our bird nation. So those together and working with that, so that becomes a representation of it's done in prayer, and then we use it in healing practice. We use it in chanting and singing. So helps us to open our voice, and it's like a living prayer. Then it works with us. Does that make sense?
Oh yes, and along with drumming, like in the past, you've had drum making workshops, which we don't have time for in our new format.
Yeah.
Because we need a little more time. And so you've done drums and rattles and having your own. I mean, it's very special. Already people have signed up for your workshop. I know, because there's something about creativity, you know, coming home with something that you create at Woman of Wisdom. It's very personal.
Yeah.
It's very meaningful. And like you say, you know, you are creating. I want to talk about, because you're creating it in sacred space. So you create a sacred space in the workshop to make this happen. So I'd love for you to talk about that.
Okay. Well, you know, for me, everything flows in a circle. So I really always set my room up in a circle. I love to make an altar. I'm honoring our whole process is as a ceremony. So we step into that sort of altered space. We're out of time, meaning we just put that aside. We come into our own little vortex of energy that we create that's beautiful, and then sharing with women around the circle where it's a very heartfelt connection. And then I spend a lot of time in creating things in silence. So it's not a chit-chatty kind of thing, but we do talking stick beforehand, which means we have a way to connect with each other. We share a little bit about who we are and what we're doing there and what our process is. And then we work together sort of in this hum of silence with some, you know, maybe some sweet flute music or something in the background while we make these rattles. And it's fun. That's the other thing I want to say. It's relaxed. I think of it as like I was doing my day retreats, which I've just been so enjoying, and realizing that we're looking for ways to really relax, get out of the stress and anxiety of our world, come to a center of peace, create something that's beautiful, and then we take that and the experience home with us. So at the end of my time there, we'll be having another closing sharing, and we'll be having a closing of our ceremony and an honoring of what we've all made and sharing that. And then we have a special opportunity to do some drumming and some rattling in a special circle. Maybe you'd like to mention what that is.
Oh, you mean at our lunchtime that you're going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was just thinking that. All those people that will have these new rattles, they will love to come and participate with you. So Starfeather is doing it. It's kind of a blessing, I guess. It's a prayer circle. I'm not sure what all is going to happen myself. Maybe you can talk about it. At lunch, we do these group activities because we have a two-hour lunch. So we eat together in community, and then we're doing some of these activities. And Starfeather is doing that on Sunday. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for people who've made a rattle to participate with you. And share a little bit more about what you're going to do there. Or if it's just going to happen in the moment and you don't even know yet.
Well, it always just happens in the moment, really. We try our best to have some kind of framework around it. But I would say also that if women are coming and they aren't involved in the rattle making that morning and they'd still like to be with us to sing and drum and use some rattles to shake it up a little bit and really honor that place that we all resonate with when we come together and with that kind of chanting and singing to experience that. And so I'd love to have women that have made drums with me in the past to come and bring their drums and to reunite in that way. That would be so fabulous. But you don't have to make
a
drum with me.
Yeah, right. And make me aware that we'll post that on the website so people know that they can bring their drums for that lunch event. And I know a lot of people like to do that. So we'll have to let them know about that. Yeah.
Great.
So,
yeah.
So let's talk about women's circles, because you mentioned that, you know, where you've started a long time ago and you do run women's circles in Edmonds, and what happens in a woman's circle, and why is it important for women to be gathering in a circle, especially now?
Yeah. Well, when I first moved here to the West Coast, and that was like in 1990, I was living with my husband and my two sons who were young teenagers, and I didn't know any women, and I was so missing my women friends. So I put, at the time, there was a local paper, New Spirit Journal, I think it is now. Anyway, I put a little ad in that paper asking if anybody wanted to come and sit in circle with me. And much to my shock, I mean, I thought I'd get a couple of responses. I got like 100.
Oh, wow.
And my phone just rang off the hook. And it was like, oh, wow, I have really tapped into something that women are so longing for. And so, and that was how I began. And then I've been doing that ever since, which means bringing women together regularly, doing that same talking stick kind of thing, where we're really learning not to be gossipy about each other and to speak our truth from our heart. Things that are going on, we find out that we're all on this amazing path together, and that we're living in this, you know, woman's way, which is an amazing expression of the sacred feminine, and all wanting to connect, and all wanting support, and also all wanting to understand the sacredness of what's going on for us. So we pray. We find ways not to have somebody pray for us, but to pray together as a group for ourselves. And again, I sit with a lot of the Native American teachings. I'm very privileged and blessed to have been given. So my, you know, practice comes from a Cherokee teacher I had. And so that's a wonderful contribution to really earth-based spirituality, which we all can relate to. So it's not about a religious practice per se. It's about coming together in sacredness and honoring the truth of who we are. And then we drum, and we learn songs, and we also chant. We learn to chanting and rattling, and that sound works on our throat to help us to open our throat. As we're learning more and more to stand in our power, to speak our truth, open that throat, speak out. A lot of women tend to, by our culture, been taught to, you know, put our heads down, close our throat a little bit, whisper. When we're really getting into something that's heartful or emotional, we kind of go into that place. And so we're learning to trust the beauty of that sharing and know that it's well received and cherished. And so we, each person talks a little bit if they want to, there's no obligation to. And then, and what I've found over time is those women that I sit in circle with, I might not see them, you know, for a long time. And then they come back to circle and it's just like, we're right there where we left off. In the sense of being heart connected, and we know who we are, we know who each other is, and we can really honor the sisterhood. That's really what it is. It's the beauty of the sisterhood coming together.
Yes, and witnessing each other. I mean, that's so important to listen to everybody's stories, and it brings us together in a community. I'm just wondering, because you said like 100 people responded, that was 1990. Are you still finding the same interest? Because everybody's so busy now, like finding, I think there's so much going on, so many choices, that it's hard for people to go, well, finding what's right for them, you know, and
right.
Because there's so many choices out there. Are you finding it different than in 1990?
Well, of course, it's different, and it's the same. It's what's interesting is, you know, everything moves in cycles and so on. And so what I'm feeling right now is a resurgence. And we have and I've also changed. I've broadened the spectrum of, you know, who I am and what I have to offer. So we also have – I've been very blessed to be helped by meetup meetup helps me find younger women who I might not normally come in contact with. So that's been extraordinary for me. So what I'm finding, and I've started mentoring because I'm finding a lot of younger women don't, you know, they don't have the roots that I feel I have. So I can share what I know and hopefully be part of that happening, the women's growth.
Oh, yeah, that's so important. I'm glad you mentioned that about mentoring and younger people. I know I was at a conference one time. They made an effort to bring a lot of, they were like 20-year-olds or in their 20s, and they had a special meetings for them in the conference setting. And we went to a room, and there was all talk of mentoring and, the elders meeting with the young people. And I remember them saying the younger ones said they didn't feel like they deserved to ask for that. Which is so interesting. It's like there is a desire for it, and yet they don't know how to go about it, or do they deserve it? Right. That was very interesting that they felt that way, and there was such a beautiful connection, because we learn from them too. Us elders, you and I are in that age group, not elder, but what do we want to call ourselves? Yeah. Mid elder, young elders. But,
I can call myself an elder at this point, but I would say too that the other piece of that is for older women who to recognize they really have something to offer, that their experience matters, and that their ability to love and to be compassionate for this age that these young women are moving through, and that these younger women may not have mothers or grandmothers who have had the blessing of, you know, what some of us have had, which is that good living through our spiritual practices. So we have a lot to give these younger women, and to be able to say, yes, I'm ready to do that. I want to do that. I'm dedicating the rest of my life to do that. It's important, to help the next generations coming.
Yes, and I love it when younger people come to Woman of Wisdom, and some people think, oh, Woman of Wisdom is for older people. No, not true. And last year there was a couple of young women who came, they just heard about the day before, and they get so excited. I remember, years ago we used to do a Sacred Pampering Day, if you remember, and it was a big deal. We were at the Mountaineers Club, and we had like 400 people, and I sat with this young teenager. I know she was in high school. She was just in tears because she was so moved. The impact of being with just women.
Yes.
And she was there with some friends who were high school age too. And I was just, it was quite something to witness because it so impacted her. She'd never been around, in that community of women that has a very safe container. Mm-hmm. And that's something we create at Women of Wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I know you do in your circles too.
Yes.
And that's what this circle creates, is a safe container for that. And that was quite moving. I was really quite moved by that, witnessing that.
Yeah. And I would like to say too that Women of Wisdom offers an awesome opportunity for women to come in and meet some great teachers, and it's so reasonably priced and so available, and you can just come in and look around and be there and meet other young women like yourself, and it's a wonderful experience to do that. So it's a great service that Women of Wisdom offers to help young women. Will certainly take advantage of that.
Yeah, and we offer we have student prices and senior prices too. So, and we have scholarships. Our volunteer positions are filled. And last year and this year, we really had a great calling for volunteers who wanted to come. And so we have our overflow of volunteers. And so that is full now. But we do have partial scholarships that we can offer. There's a cost for us that, of course, we have to kind of maintain to cover ourselves, but we're definitely willing to do partial scholarships. And so that can help people. I know a lot of young people are struggling money-wise and financially trying to make it in this world, especially when rents are so high and everything and all that we're going through. But, so I was going to ask you about your sharing your experience, you personally, your experience at Woman of Wisdom.
Well, I've been coming to Women of Wisdom since, I think, I think for about 25 years. And I have met some of the most amazing women through that. And I have been so blessed also participate in workshops. When I think back at the women who are now, you know, that I've been in small workshops with, who are now like world famous, or they were pretty famous even back then. But, you know, the point is that I'm getting entry into this wonderful world of women's wisdom, knowledge, and heartfelt experience. And I just have so many precious memories of doing things. And some of the women that I met there, I just, like, I'm thinking of Lorraine Bays as one. Who's just become this. She's quite an elder right now. She's a beautiful elder, and I've learned so much from her over the years. And she was the music director for a while for mm-hmm. Women of Wisdom.
Yeah, and she wrote the Woman of Wisdom. Yeah, she wrote the Woman of Wisdom song, our theme song. It's beautiful. And yeah, she's still around and comes in to, you know, I see her here and there. And yeah, mm-hmm. beautiful elder and a beautiful song writer, singer, all
right.
that. So yeah, there's been several people like that that have come and have brought their gifts and also even expanded their gifts at Woman of Wisdom, you know, this one. So
right.
even the teachers
Absolutely.
Learn and grow. It's not that they're the experts. We're not set up like they're the experts and we're going to sit and listen to them. They're part of the circle because we sit in the circle and they're there learning too from us. And I hear that from the presenters too. So it's less of a hierarchy of that we come. I mean, we do come to learn from people and we're signing up for these workshops that so-and-so is teaching this, but it's less of a talking to you than having an experience with somebody.
Right. And of course, some of my fondest memories are making drums with people. And it's too bad we aren't able to have that much time to do that anymore because it's a fabulous thing. But while we did that, which we did for quite a number of years, I think at least probably 15 years, I don't know. We created those drums together, and it's always such a miraculous experience to walk out of something with that in your hands. But even for, you know, walking out, like, I guess the other thing I want to talk about a little bit is the entertainment, because you just don't get an opportunity to be a part of that woman-focused entertainment like that, and whether it's a lecture or it's music, you know, or the dancing, it's always special. Those evening events are always extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and and you're speaking because we used to be 9 days long and had a lot of that, and now it's a little more it's more condensed, but the energy is still there, and like Pamela Gerke coming back. She's written musicals for us before. It's been quite a few years because it's so much work to do one. But now she's written this one on Florence Nightingale that is going to be making the rounds. And it's sponsored by Washington State Nursing Association. And quite a few people are signing up for this. She's got connections with the nursing professionals in town. And, you know, it's Florence Nightingale's story of her developing the whole nursing profession and the hygiene and everything that was needed way back that war in the 1850s or whenever it was. I mean, but it's, you know, she was, it's coming up on her 200th birthday celebration in 2020. So things like that. And we do have a great concert this year at our banquet with Naomi Wachera, who's from Kenya. And I've heard her sing before at a concert. She's was rated like the best folk singer in Seattle by Seattle Weekly a few years ago. And she's they call her Afro folk singer. Beautiful voice. And that's going to be at our banquet. So people are going to really love that. So it just brought up something I was going to talk about and I forget. but the music and speakers and just why we brought in a little more, because we're just 2 days now, we have the opportunity to have this community event where people are there all day, which we didn't do before. We were a schedule that was just people could flow in and out, and that was great. And now it's, you know, it's time for a change. And so now we have these longer lunch periods, like you're going to be on Sunday, and on Saturday we're going to have a kind of a movement, improv, not improv, but interplay, which is kind of like improv, but there's going to be singing and movement and also Vicki Dodd, who does sound nutrition. She does sound healing. So those are activities. Plus in the morning, we start off all together before we go to a workshop, and we're going to be doing things like Qigong or chanting and have an inspirational thought blessing from one of the presenters before we go off to our workshops to start our day. So we've kind of created this, some new community activities that are just great to, because a lot of conferences you go, you're with everybody all weekend long, or 3-4 days or however long it is. And we've always been a conference where you could register for one workshop or go to one evening, and it just was not, we just weren't able to maintain that anymore. And so the feeling of having this community and everybody together all day, and you don't have to go both days, you can go just Saturday, but still there's that feeling of being all together that was, I'm really glad that we are able to do that now.
I think it speaks a lot for you and for the team that you work with, Chris, that you're, that you remain flexible, because if we don't do that, we've got to flow with the changes and make adjustments. Otherwise, it just gets, you know, old and crunchy, and then it doesn't work, and then it goes away. So it speaks a lot to you and the, your council that you, you know, you came to this new idea. It's very exciting, I think.
Well, you have to change. But, you know, Woman of Wisdom has never died. She just keeps going, even when people kind of think, oh, maybe it's the time it's over. And she's her, I would say she's her own entity. It's like no matter what the humans do, she just keeps, she keeps staying there and going, you know, Woman of Wisdom is still here. I mean, most conferences do not last 25 years, let alone now we're in our 27th. They don't last that long. They
have a
run of 5 years or so, and then they kind of go, you know, and that's why, because because this is spirit-led. Woman of Wisdom is spirit-led, and spirit, Woman of Wisdom, spirit leads us, really.
Right. And you ignite that in the women that come, you know, that that's, that they are women of spirit. And we tend to, again, by our cultures, we kind of living in this sort of flat world where, you know, we have our daily chores and go to work and come home. And, you know, it can be very pretty harsh experience if you're not connected with that energy that is so present in the Women of Wisdom conference. And I certainly will look forward to meeting, you know, some new women there too. That's the other thing for me as a teacher, just to have the opportunity to experience new faces and hearts and in this kind of setting, and know that we're going to relax and have a good time together. And I'm a part of it. I'm not like a separate person that's, you know, separate on a pedestal. I'm definitely involved and part of it. And I really appreciate that, too, to be able to do that.
Yes. And you made a good point. Is like there is new people every year. There's old familiar faces. And there's returnees who haven't, you know, because people come sometimes because they have a need for, they're in transition or something. And then their life gets going really good and they kind of go off and do stuff and then they come back. So there's like returning people they, oh, I haven't seen for a while. And there's brand new people. And then there's people who come every year. So, and it doesn't matter. We just all meet each other.
Right.
And, you know, that's wonderful. So,
And I have some people, some women that I only see them at the Women of Wisdom Conference, you know, it's like, and that's fun too. It's, you know, of some of those women that, oh, there you are again. Here we go. All right. On we go for another time.
Yeah. And it's, and you know, for people who are new or listening to this, it's an opportunity to take time for yourself. Like one of the first workshops on Saturday morning is about self-care and self-nourishment. And this is a weekend to self-nourishment. It's really for you. It's totally for you. And to leave your world behind, leave your family worries, your work worries, your finding all your worries behind and just leave them at the door and come in and experience. And that you get, you, cause then you're in this creative space and you start thinking about, oh, I'm, wow, look at that woman. She's doing this. I really like that. or you start getting ideas of the things uh-huh. that you wanted to do that were kind of in the back burner for a long time, and then you realize, oh, I could start doing that now. I could, and people will support you. So that's why talking, we have the connections in between workshops about connecting with people, and you
right.
can learn. You learn things about yourself and learn things about other people, and it powers you to go leave the conference, and you go kind of off at a new step. You know, like, okay, I'm ready to launch this. I'm ready. I want to explore this. Maybe this is for me. And so lots of people have started new careers. They've changed a field. They've changed their name. They've gone back to school. They've made lots of changes in their lives just from having this
right.
experience. Yeah. So it's pretty right. fabulous. And I yeah. appreciate you being a part of it for so many years. You know, 25 years out of 27, mm-hmm. you were there in the beginning.
Right.
And that's great. Mm-hmm. And you made me think. And this is just a thought to put, for you to put in the back burner, is there may be a way to bring the drumming back, the drum making. So we'll
uh-huh.
we'll chat.
I've had people ask me about it, so
I know.
Just to know there is interest and always. And I'm so I felt so thrilled that I came up with this idea of the rattle making and how to make it work in the time that we have, and just again state that it's. If you think of it as sacred clay, that's a really good way to think about it. I've got it figured out. So it's going to be beautiful and easy and fun and creative and it's a pleasure. And then you walk out with your rattle that's unique to you.
Yeah, fun. And so people can bring that. You're going to bring supplies, art supplies to decorate, but they can also bring some of their own, right, to put in.
Oh, yeah.
Some of their own
I'm the great art supply schlepper. I'll bring all my stuff, and I love I love sharing. I have feathers. Oh my gosh, I just have so much wonderful materials that I collect. You know, I'm always collecting them, and so that's part of the thing. I just love to have it be kind of voluptuous, abundant with. A lot of things to choose from. So it's not just a set little, you got to tie this here and do that there. It's totally open with all these things to excite each woman's own creative expression.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it sounds like great fun. And I know, the committee totally went for it when it first, got proposed. It was, I want to make a rattle. So there is that excitement. So we know it'll be a great success. And I'm excited that people can add to your lunch presentation and that they get to put their energy into that circle at lunchtime with some drumming and rattles. In fact, I think I'll put that on the website even for your workshop, that post workshop,
yeah.
You can participate in the lunch. That's great. Okay, well, I'm going to remind people that Star Feathers workshop is Sunday, February 17th. It's Create Your Personal Rawhide Rattle. It's at North Seattle College the whole weekend, February 15th to the 17th. Go to womanofwisdom.org to register. And like I said, there are three-hour workshops. They're very experiential, community meals, group activities, and you can register for Saturday or Sunday or attend both to really indulge yourself that weekend. So thank you, Starfeather. And before we leave, I want you to give your website and people can find out more about you and what you do.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's shimmeringpath.com. shimmeringpath.com, and you can or you just Google Star Feather. There aren't a lot of us out there in the world, so you can find me pretty easily, and I look forward very much to connecting with anyone and everyone that's interested. Thank you.
Great
talking to you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. See you soon. Okay, everybody, have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow with Reverend Judith Laxer, who's also another longtime WOW presenter of 25 years. Okay. So we'll be back soon. Bye.